Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chi, starting Halacha Aleph, which is in Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis towards the bottom. Zog the Mishnah Omar Rekivu Minayin Lever Dezor Shemitame B'maso Kenido. How do you know that a Dezor causes Tumo when one carries it, similar to someone who carries a needle that becomes Tumo? Shenemar tizrim kemoy dovo tse toimaloi. So it's first of a dezoro, and it compares it to a needle. Ma anido metam maso of a dezoro metam maso. The same with needle cause to us maso, so of a dezoro cause to us maso, someone who carries of a dezoro becomes tummy. Says the Gemara, kosuv to evo benido, vikosuv to evo of a dezoro, vikosuv to evo beshwatsim. It says the word to evo by these three things, nido of a dezoro and shwatsim. This is the pasuk in the end of the parsha of Arias, and within the parsha of Arias we mention nido. So the word te'eva refers to nido. It says te'eva b'vidazora because it says v'lo yisovi te'eva el b'secho. Don't bring te'eva to your house, and te'eva b'shrotim. It says the word te'eva b'shrotim as well. Lo yisoychal kol te'eva. I don't know what to be makishit. So the Rechaim puts out, the Mishnah brought the Pasuk in Yeshayo, it's Asmachta Be'alma. But the real Hekesh is what we're going to learn right now. We learn from the word Te'evo. So the question is, what are we comparing our Dezorah to? Are we comparing our Dezorah to Nido? Or are we comparing our Dezorah to a Sheretz? And that's the Machlekes that we have. Rabbi Kiva Omer l'so'evo shebenido hukshu. Your makash of a dezoro to nido. When the fine with the off on top. Ma nido metame b'maso, av a dezoro metame b'maso. Nido, if someone carries a nido, becomes tumet, tumas maso. So of a dezoro, if someone carries a dezoro, it gets tumah as well. Ima nido metame b'even mesamo. By nido, there's a special tumah called even mesamo. The way Abraham brings it over here is if she's sitting on a large rock, so whatever's beneath the rock gets tummy, even though the sitting of the needle did not, the weight of the needle did not push down any of the items below the rock. But because it's below a big rock, it causes tumor. It's a special tumor called tumas even mesamo. So this tumor that needle has, do we say over the zor metama, I'll give even mesamo? If the zor is sitting even mesamo, everything underneath it will get tummy. Rabbi Kiva agrees that Evan Mesamo is not a tumor of the Zorah. Why? Because the Zorah is also Mukash to Sheretz. And by Sheretz, there's no tumor of Evan Mesamo. So at least this we learn from Sheretz. Here means touching it. Sheretz, the problem is only bimago, not bimaso, not when you carry it. So if a dessert metame beheset, only when you touch it, but not when you carry it. We know the sheretz metame in a very small tumor, the size of a bean. So if a dessert costs tumor in a very small amount.
It says
we compare the zor to a mace. A mace, the minimum amount to cost tumo is a kazais, so the zor needs to be at least kazais and not a kadosha.
Says the one if so, ima ames achechnis roish its boy, which means so by a mace you have a tumas oil. If someone puts his finger into the oil of a mace, he becomes tummy. Have a desire achechnis roish its boy. So a person puts his finger into a house of desire will become tummy. So maybe that we'll say that as well. Says the one no. Because you have another limut, netitzo mi ba'is ha-menugo. The word netitzo, breaking, is mentioned both by Avodah Zarah and by ba'is ha-menugo, which means a house that has in it tsaras. By tsaras, the pasuk says, v'nitatzes ha-ba'is. By Avodah Zarah, it also says, lo shenetitzo. Machlek is over here of the Korban Eidu, Pnei Menashe, which pasuk we're referring to. The Korban Eidu learns it because it says in the pasuk, he is mizbechoysom titoitzun. And by according to Pnei Moshe, it says when he tats them as is bechoysom. So to do in psukim, where we're referring to the netitzo of Avodah Zarah. By accompanying, because it says the word netitzo by Avodah Zarah, and it says netitzo by tzaras, you learn one from each other. My ba'is ha-menuga chiachnis roisho v'rubo, af Avodah Zarah achiachnis roisho v'rubo. the tumor that you have when a person goes into the house of a Dezara, it's only if his whole body, most of his body, goes into the house. Umav Chananya Zoy Sumeris, Shein Tumors of a Dezara Mechuveris. Said of Chananya, the Chor you see from here, the tumor of a Dezara is not a clear tumor, meaning it's not their Raiso. It's only their Abanon. Why? Why do you choose? We have different akashim over here, and we decide that regarding Evan Mesamo, we're learning from Sharon that doesn't have Evan Mesamo. Regarding the Tumas Oil, you're saying the Tumas Oil is only when most of the body went in. Why are you making on these things? So he understands that there are Rabbanan. Rabbanan were machmir in some things, but not in everything. Says the Gemara, Omar Amano Mechuverasi. No, it is a deraiso, it is a real tumor. Meaning, we have two akashim. We have akash to mace, and we have akash to sheretz. So we have to come and pick and choose some things we learn from mace, some things we learn from sheretz, some things we learn from other things. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you learn from the Zoro, but you learn also from sheretz. So you learn from the Zoro, the Iker Tuma, this Tumas Maso, but you learn also from sheretz, so you don't have Evan Mesamo. According to Rabbanan, you learn from sheretz that there is a Tuma, only Tumas Mago. But you learn from Mace that tumor is only the size of kazais. Says the Gemara, Hado dat oma b'avidazor shvuro. That's all talking about avidazor that is broken. So then, yeah, question of the size. Aval b'shleim, if it's a full avidazor, I feel the culture, even a small man causes tumor. Torah Rav Chuna Rav Chama ben Gurya b'shem Rav. Habal, this avidazor called the Baal. What was the shape of the Baal? Roish gviyo hoyo. It was the shape of a gviyo, of the avir. Okay, offering on you is the size of a small bean. How do we know that it is the shape of an aver? Because it says, "Yisimu lehem baal bris le'elohim." So their avodah zarah look like a bris, like the makom a bris. But what do we see over here? That even though it's a very small size, the size of a bean, it still has a din of avodah zarah that causes tumor. So what my time of the Rekiva? Why do we learn Dashin, the avodah zarah? We compare it more to Nida than Sheretz, because it says Te'ev Te'tavenu Kenido. It says Loshon Te'ev Te'tavenu B'Avodah Zarah. So it means it has to be a more severe Te'evo. It has to be something which is worse. So you say Nida, which is the tumor of Maso. Ma Taimu and Rabbanan. Why Rabbanan disagree? Because it says Sheketz Te'shektenu Loshon Sheketz is Keshuatzim. That's a Loshon that refers more to Sheretz. So the fact that it says the Zohar Sheketz Te'shektenu tells you that it's a tumor of Sheretz, doesn't have Maso. Ma'amik Amir Rabbanan Taimu De'Rakivo Toev Te'Tavenu. What Rabbanan will do with the words Toev Te'Tavenu? Sidim Adavayinam with base Tse'eyu Navleyu. Meaning, you will treat it with muse. You will give it bad names, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment. What Rabbi Akiva will do with Rabbanan's tam? Sheketz teshekzenu, shekzeyu navleyu. Meaning, he learns the fact you have to be mimaised with the words shekzenu. Then you take it away. According to Rabbanan, I know navleyu. Meaning, according to Rabbanan, that they learned from tehev to tavenu. Tehev to tavenu can mean in your heart. It'll be disgusting in your heart. How do you know you have to say the words that it's a bad thing? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Avo b'Shem Ablozer, Tse Toim Eloi. That's the pasuk that we mentioned before. It says Tse Toim Eloi, Tsoya Toim Eloi. I mean, not only not go out, but Loshon Tsoya. So to tell me that you say in with your words the words of Mius. Tsaeyu Navleyu. That's a part of what the effect of you have to take it out with your words and be menavel it in your mouth. And the more brings examples. As shekoyim oisui pnei melech, the avodah zarah is called pnei melech. Koyim oisui pnei kelef, you change the word to call it the face of a dog. Ein kuois, we call it ein koitz, loshon of thorn. Gadyo, which is loshon of mazel, you call it loshon galyo, which is a loshon of something which is destroyed. Here's another example. It says in the pasuk, "Hai, which is with Beis Oven, mikedem lebeisel." So the pasuk shah, the pasuk means in the east of Beisel. It says more. No, the Rosh is mikedem ayukorim oisah Beisel. Used to be called Beisel, this place. Achshav korim oisah Beis Oven. Now they became for the Zoro. It's not called Beisel. It's called Beis Oven. So you see that you change the name. It says more. Tani b'shem blozer. Loyrotzoli Korois, I'm using your gears so the Chaim brings the name of the Ramban. Loyrotzoli Koris Amiro. Don't call over the Zohar the word Amiro. Korimoiso Amido, but Amido you could call it. Why? Tama Avar Bakano Taman Tsafchin Lepolotovo. Someone who does something good, they scream to him, Amiro! Amiro is a good Lashon, a good word, you did something good. V'tzavchi in the richut shem miraglaim, and to the vessel that's used for miraglaim, they called amido. So amida is a bad word. So the Rizzaro always try to choose the bad word. You have to use the bad way to call it, to nickname the Rizzaro. Ma'amikayim Rabbi Kiva said termaloi. Rabbi Kiva will do these words. So Rabbanu loy said termaloi. The loshot soya. You give them the word soya. Rabbi Kiva will do with it. Rabbi Yisib Rabboi Mavchud Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yisif Mikan she'ein oyimim lohodom tse achikanis roish shavirubui. How do you know that the tomb of Rizzaro is only roish shavirubui? So Amud Aleph, you learn according to Rabbanon, you learn it from Mace, and then you have to learn it after you learn from Mace. So you learn it from Mitzayro. The Mitzayro is only Rosh Ruboy. But according to Rabbi Kiva, how do you know Rosh Ruboy? Says the Gemara, because it says the word say. Say is go out. Go out is only when a person goes in most of his body. If only his fingers in it, you don't say the word say. So the fact that Pasuk says Lo should say means that his Rosh Ruboy was there, and that's when you use the word Lo should say. Continues the one that says, "Is mastiso amro." This brayse that says, "If a dezora has a din kenido, like shitas Rebbe Kiva, umishem shia kenido, and also the mishamshim, meaning any all the vessels that are being used together for that dezora, has also tumah of nido. Is mastiso amro of a dezora kenido umishem shia kesheretz. The dezora itself is like nido, but the mishem shayo, the one which being used with the of a dezora, doesn't have a din of a nido, has a din of a sheretz tumas maganatu as maso." If you say they're both nido, makes sense. But the Zoro and the Mishamshim all have the din of nido. So we know, we understand that. But according to Mandoma that says if the Zoro is kenido, but the Mishamshim is kesheretz, how does that make sense? Elo b'mishamshim. Where does it say the word? What do we look? We learned from the pasuk before that if the Zoro learns from nido. Where does it say that pasuk that if the Zoro is like nido? It's a full pasuk in Yeshaya. Let's learn the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'timesim is tzipui psilei kaspecho." Shemitame the cover, the shell of the psilim of the pesel made out of silver. V'safudas mesecha zavecho. Safudas mesecha zavecho is the also what you cover up the avodah zarah made out of gold. Tizri kamoy davot set tomeloi. Then we have the pasuk that you compare it to a needle. So the pasuk that compared it to a needle, what is it talking about? It's not talking about the zara itself. It's talking about the mishamish of the zara, the covers that you put on every zara. So if so, the whole source that you know of the zara is like needle is talking about the mishamshim. So again, the Gemara brings the pasuk kolatz when ksiv nido mishamshim v'timesit tzipui psil kaspecho v'tefudas masecha zavecho. So the churo, how could you say that it doesn't have tumas nido when there is nido is written over there? Says the Gemara, tipater bechakukim al gufo. We're talking about that these covers are not a outside shell that you put on the Verdezaro, but it's part of the Verdezaro itself. Part of the design of the Verdezaro is having these shells, and therefore this has the din of the Verdezaro itself. So the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chaim's Gears, the Gemara brings the next part of the pasuk which is mentioned. Et afudas maseich zavecho, afudo is a vest. It's the vest you put on the golden avodazara. A vest is never connected to the actual item. So there you can't say it's part of the zara itself. So how you can explain there? So the Gemara of Yaakov, the Kfar Chan and Omar, tipoter b'mishtachave la'efer datzvoy. Talk about that he took the efer, he took this vest, and he was mishtachave to the vest. He made the vest of avodazara. Kinyan Shireyamara, as we found in the pasuk, Vayasasoy Gidoin Le'efrid. The Gidoin took the gold and he made an ephod out of it, he made a vest out of it. And then it says over there, Vayiznu Kol Yisrael Achorov. Amisor made that into a desire. So you see that they used the ephod and made that ephod itself as a desire. That's when the pasuk says, as a din of nido. But now when it's only covering the desire itself, it's only the Misham Shavu desire. And the Gemara continues this discussion in reference to our Mishnah in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Shabbos, Daf Ayin.